Yeah, go I am do that.
So just continue your meditation.
Do you I am say one? Jani Bali. Who can I go I am say that?
You don't need to try and listen. Just pay attention to your own objects, whatever they may be, and you will hear what needs to be heard. Without looking, although we don't try to look, seeing still happens so long as our eyes are open. Similarly, we don't have to listen, hearing will still happen. And even if we don't pay very close attention, we can still know whatever is going on. Remember that it's in the mind that's meditating, in the way that you are aware that there needs to be wholesome qualities. If you can, if you see any wanting, dissatisfaction, in the way that you're trying to be aware, and if you can, let it go. See if you can just be simple and just know. And that awareness, that awareness, if it could be quiet or calm, yet alert and interested in what it knows.
တိနေတာတေချာလာ
Are you clear about what you're aware of? Is it a clear feeling of knowing?
ဖြစ်ချင်တာဖြစ်ပါစေကန္နာကိုစိတ်ကို experience ကတော့သူ့တဘာဝနဲ့ဖြစ်ပါစေ
let the experiences come as they may whatever happens in the body or the mind that you are knowing let it be know it as it is
ဖြစ်နေတာနဲ့တည်နေတာနဲ့ဒါမှမဟုတ်တည်စရာနဲ့တည်နေတာဒီတဘာဝနှစ်ခုကိုရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းတည်ရ
Notice the difference between what is knowing and what is being known. Notice they have a different role, a different nature. To know versus to be known.
Vipadana tiya ajoda niyana experience tabawa cha ba ma thain chou da na ma siya tabawa control lou da na ma siya.
In vipassana practice, the object is showing its nature. So you don't need to control it. You don't need to manipulate it. It doesn't have to be anything except what it is, because that is its nature. But you observe it. But that observing needs to have right view, and that observing needs to be persistent, needs to keep observing. Don't have trouble with what you're experiencing, in a manner of speaking. Sira says, don't complain about your experience. Appreciate the fact that you know the experience because awareness is present. Appreciate awareness. in every moment. What is our endeavor? Our work, our endeavor is to know, to be aware, to awaken. Every moment that we bring awareness to life weakens the darkness of delusion. You can recognize how you feel, and it's good to check in with how you're feeling every now and again. How does it feel? How do you feel? Are you being aware, or are you just thinking?
Don't
forget to always meditate. To always be in meditation. Every moment is a moment for awareness. Not just when you sit. Every moment. This is critical. This is because that continuity of awareness is so important. As much as you can muster is so much, so important. Whatever you do, know yourself and do it. Know your action as you do it. Know how you feel as you do it. Take the Dhamma seriously. Practice it with dedication. When Seattle enters and leaves the hall, there is no need to stop what you're doing. Just continue your meditation as you would always.